Live performances have taken a big hit during the pandemic. Most theaters have been unable to reopen because of safety concerns, which can be challenging for directors and actors alike. How do you create a live show in a virtual setting and engage audiences in the same way you do in person? It's a difficult task, but one that First Stage Children's Theater is tackling with its new show, Escape from Peligro Island. It's a make-your-own-adventure show, where kids can vote on what the actors do next, creating a unique show with each performance. Jeff Frank is the artistic director at First Stage, and he's also directing Escape from Peligro Island. Frank is joining me along with one of the performers, Nadja Simmons, to talk about the show. Nadja, Jeff, thank you both so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
When you decided you wanted to produce this show, what were some of the initial hurdles that you had to overcome with this new format?
Well, one of the reasons I chose the show is that I thought it would work well, given the fact that we were going to do an all virtual season. So we were looking for pieces that could work in the digital format, but would ask audiences to lean into the work in a different sort of way. And by choosing to produce this create your own adventure option, it really allows the audience to vote throughout the show and watch closely and, you know, try to decide the next choice for our hero. So it was a way to hopefully engage audiences in a different sort of way than most of the stuff, you know, most of the digital work that we're seeing. You know, you could sit back and it doesn't really matter how involved you are or not. So this sort of demands a level of interaction that I think is really exciting.
As you mentioned, there's a lot of interaction, which sounds great when you're talking about engagement with these kinds of virtual shows. We've done our own, and it can be hard to engage people. That being said, how does it work exactly? Because it is a create-your-own-adventure play. How do you incorporate that in a virtual format?
Well, the audiences will use their phone. So there are, you know, depending on which directions they go, they're anywhere from, you know, 8 to 12 times that they might be able to vote, simple A or B. Is it, you know, will our hero, after his plane crash, follow the footprints or head toward the cockpit where the radio might be alive yet? And each of those decisions has very specific ramifications in terms of how it goes.
Yeah. Nadja, as a performer, what is it like doing a virtual show, but especially doing a virtual show like this one?
Sure. So since the pandemic happened, I've done a couple other virtual shows, which have all been different, but none quite as different as this show. I even said, like, when I first got cast, I was like, this might be one of the most challenging things I've done yet to date, because of just the, you never know what's going to happen next. You know, we have a script that has a million different ways we can possibly go to complete the story that our main character Calloway goes on. And it's just all up to the audience to tell us what to do next, you know? So we really have to be on our toes and super prepared. But I'm really excited that we're doing it in this way, because like Jeff said, it really does have this extra audience participation aspect that I've missed from not being live on stage.
I was about to say, theater is something that I think theatrical actors especially appreciate how ephemeral it is, this connection that it's something unique to that format. How does it feel being in a virtual setting where, yes, you do have the eye contact in some ways with the audience, but it's fundamentally different?
It is. I think that for me, like, the reason I love live theater is hearing the audience reactions, like hearing the laughter, hearing the gasps of surprise, or hearing the reaction from it and really getting that intimate interaction with them. And so not having that has definitely been a challenge, because we're not trying to go into film, I think. Like we're not film, that's not the route we're going with this or with a lot of virtual shows. We still want to make it a theater performance. It's just in a different way. And so even though we're missing that direct audience communication, the connection between us as actors is still there. Like, we can still see each other and talk to each other, which has been really helpful to connect with our people, you know, again. And that's something that I've definitely held close through this process. But it's different. It is different. And I think that is something I'm looking forward to getting back in the theater. But the cool thing about this is that we've discovered almost a new medium on how to put out art, which is this mix between theater and film, whatever it's called. And I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon, which is exciting.
Jeff, what is it like for you directing shows that are going to be, you know, not on a stage like they would normally be?
It's, as Nadja said, it's a challenge, right? A lot of pre-planning, you know, and blocking in a different sort of way. We are working with open broadcast software. So we're capturing from Zoom images of the actors and then arranging them as we see fit to tell the story. I sort of equate it to a living graphic novel, and that there are illustrated backgrounds and moments of animation that pop in. And then these actors sort of exist in these comic book or graphic novel panels to help tell a story. But it's working with Nadja and the other actors saying, okay, at this moment, this other actor is to your left and up. So that's your point of focus, right? To try to create that contact so the audience sees the actors as talking to each other versus just talking straight to them through the screen. Although there are times there's a heavy dose of narration. So those storytellers are sometimes talking directly to the audience or sometimes helping focus action on Calloway, our hero. So just a lot of logistics and figuring out how do we do or sort of create the illusion of stage combat or moments of intimacy or, explosions, right? One of the strands, Calloway is a superhero. So how do we illustrate the, you know, flying or running at super speed and other sorts of things like that? So it's still a lot of collaboration with the actors, right? I'm still talking with Nadja about, okay, how do we do this? What was this? Is this comfortable for you? Does this make sense? And that's the part that I've missed. And it's not the same as being in the room, but it's been so wonderful to, you know, be with six super talented actors discussing how do we illuminate this story the best we can in any given moment through this unique medium.
It is such a unique experience, not only the virtual aspect of it, but of course it's a create your own adventure. And so each play is of course going to be a little different. When you think about your audience and the kids who are going to watch this, what do you think this kind of play gives to kids that other theatrical performances just don't?
What I love about First Stage is that I feel like there's really something for everyone. And this play is so, so lovely because I feel like the whole play, any way you go, there's something really for every type of kid. There's vampires, there's superheroes, there's the Wild West. And it really reverts back to what Jeff said about bringing it almost into a comic book type of world, because I feel like that's just so relevant. And even me, I'm like, I didn't connect to really superheroes as a kid, but I loved Twilight and vampire books and movies. So when I heard that, I was like, I'm hooked, you know, and I'm in my 20s. So I just think there really is something for every kid. And the fact that they can also use their devices, which is something that, I mean, I know they've been using in this world so much, but this is in a way where you can still connect to people into theater while using technology. So I think that's just super cool.
And I think there's a, you know, the sense that Calloway, who's at the center of the story, is sort of in every person, right? The audience can easily see themselves. Calloway is this unexpected hero, right? There are challenges that he's dealing with, having, you know, his parents are divorced and living in two different places, and he's back and forth and doesn't have a lot of friends and doesn't know where he really belongs or doesn't know what he's capable of. And I think all of us sometimes want to be tested by a great adventure. We just don't know when that great adventure is going to come, right? And this is a play where that great adventure comes for Calloway. And for us as an audience, we get to travel on that great adventure really with him. And like we've said, you know, dictate the path that Calloway goes down and the choices and looking at the consequences. And frankly, I hope people come back and watch again, right? And see, oh, this is what happened if it had gone this other way. And that's one of the cool things, is you can watch live, and then we'll also have video on demand options available later in the run. So if you witnessed the Western story, but really wanted to find out what happened to the vampire strand, you could go and say, oh, I can watch the video on demand and know that it's going to be the vampire strand and see what happens in that version of the story, which is super exciting.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, Nadja, thank you both so much for joining us today on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Jeff Frank is the artistic director at First Stage and the director of Escape from Peligro Island. Nadja Simmons is one of the actors performing in the show. This Friday and Saturday, you can catch Escape from Peligro Island live and be a part of making the adventure. The recorded show will be streaming through the end of the month, and you can find a link to more information about tickets and times at wuwm.com.